This is one of my favorite edits because I didn't know if I was going to get this to work the way I wanted it to. But the original, again, the lighting is very even. Shadows are a little bit dark in here, but it's not terribly bad. Then there's this over here. It's like a rock that's in the water. And so what I wanted is just the water to go all the way across, without the rock and the bubbles and everything being over here, just to make that smooth. I did notice the lighting on the duck, the lighting up here on the water, so I wanted to bring that out a little bit more. I wasn't sure about the color on here, but I felt like, there was enough here for me to use. And then the lines that's on the water, I really wanted that to just be more predominant. So this is what I ended up with. So there's the lines, little bubbles and everything on the water. I took out the rock, the bubbles that were up here. And the content aware on in Photoshop is really good for this. So the software reads everything else in the shot, and then it's like, okay, it'll continue in that same way, with the same texture. So it does pretty well with that. The lighting on here, I kind of separated the duck out with the lighting just to brighten them up a little bit. The shadows are still a little bit dark, but I think that's fine. But yeah, just the lighting up here, I think that's really nice. Now, you really do have to be careful on the edges with the highlights, because you don't want those to be blown out. You do want a little bit of detail left in those, but I wanted the duck to really stand out. And then with the feet down here, I brought the highlights a little bit more. But other than that, I mean, from where I started there to the finish. So like I said before, you're just focused on composition, making sure that when you initially capture the photograph, the composition is pretty much where you want it, because I really don't like to crop my work. So I try to set everything up in camera as I'm taking the shot the best I can. And then once I know I have the composition where I want it, it's just, like I said, fixing the lighting. And you can use different Adobe profiles as far as color and change just the color on it. And I like to use Vivid more times than not because it makes the colors pop, especially when they come out like this. It's just really bland. So you can change the color profile in Photoshop or in Adobe Camera Raw, and it really helps out.